Maseches Bamitzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay, Vechein Shnei Kelim. The same would be true when two people deposit Kelim by a third party to watch. Echad Yofa Mana, Echad Yofa Elof Zuz. One Kli was worth a Mana, 100 Zuz, and the second person deposited a Kli worth 1,000 Zuz, 10 times the amount, and they both deposited in front of each other at the same time. Zalimer Yofa Shali, Zalimer Yofa Shali. When it came time to collect their Kelim, they had a dispute as to which one of them gave in the nicer Kli. One claimed I was the one that gave the nicer Kli, and the other one said, no, I was the one that gave the nicer Kli. So the din would be like we saw in the previous Mishnah. Nicer as a katan lachaman, the person who is watching the Kelim would give the smaller Kli to one of the two. Umito hagadol, nicer to me a katan lisheni. And from the sale of the bigger Kli, he would give the value of the smaller Kli to the second person. Ba'ashar yehemunah achiyavo eliyo. And the rest of the proceeds of the sale of the bigger Kli would remain by the person who is watching it until Elio comes and tells us what to do with the money. As since we do not know which one gave in the bigger Kli, they both only get the amount of the smaller Kli, and the person who is watching it is not mechuyev to take out the money from his own pocket and pay both of them the amount of the bigger Kli, as he is not at fault. Like we saw in the previous Mishnah, he could tell the two of them that he did not make sure to remember which one gave in the bigger Kli, since he saw that they trusted each other and deposited it one in front of the other at the same time, and they did not suspect each other, so he too did not suspect that one of them would try to cheat the other. Amar Rabbi Yosi, in Kain Ma Hifzira Rama, El HaKol Yehemunah, Achiyobo Liyo. Rabbi Yosi said, if that would be the din, that each one gets the value of the smaller Kli, so the Rami, the one who is being dishonest, did not lose anything, as he deposited a small Kli, and that is what he got back. He has no motivation to be modeh. Instead, the whole amount should remain by the person who is watching it until Elio comes. They should not get back even the amount of the smaller Kli. That way, the person who gave in the smaller Kli and is being dishonest will lose out the amount of the smaller Kli, so he has motivation to be modeh. Somebody who deposits fruit by his friend for his friend to watch, even if his friend finds that the pears are diminishing, they are rotting away, or mice are eating from them, still the friend shouldn't touch them. He shouldn't sell the pears, even though he is afraid that the pears will diminish even further. The reason being that a person prefers his own pears that grew in his own field and that he worked very hard on, rather than to have money to buy somebody else's pears, even though with that money he would be able to buy a greater amount of pears. Now that which the Mishnah says that the person should not sell them, that's only if the pears did not diminish more than the amount that they diminish normally in 1 year, even though they diminish that amount in less than a year. But if the pears diminish more than the amount they normally diminish in 1 year, then the Tanakama holds the person should sell them, since not much will be left for the owner if he does not sell what is left. Rabin Shimbeng Amlio Oimer Mikram Bifnei Bezdin Bifnei Shahu Kemesha Vaveda Labala. Rabin Shimbeng Amlio argues, he says that since the pears are diminishing fast, the person who is watching them should sell them in front of Bezdin, as he has to sell them in front of Bezdin in order to ensure that he is getting a fair price on them, because this is considered a Hashavas Aveda to the owner. As if he doesn't sell them, since the pears are diminishing at a great rate, by the time the owner claims the pears, there won't be much left for him.